This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies launched an emergency appeal Tuesday to raise $112 million to support victims of the earthquake in Morocco. More than 2,800 people have been killed in Morocco's deadliest earthquake in more than six decades, a 6.8 magnitude quake that struck late Friday in the High Atlas Mountains, with the epicenter 72 kilometers southwest of Marrakesh. Speaking at a news conference in Geneva, IFRC Global Operations Director Carolyn Holt said the additional funding is on top of $1 million in emergency funding they approved within 24 hours of the earthquake. She said the organization needs to be prepared to provide aid to Morocco for the long term.
This emergency response, as with many earthquakes, is a marathon. The people affected by the earthquake will need support for the weeks and months to come. And we will need to continue to show that solidarity and support, not only now, but in the future. Such a vast-scale earthquake with such devastation needs long-lasting and sustainable support.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un arrived in Russia Tuesday, where he is expected to hold talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Russia's Far East, amid warnings from the U.S. and South Korea against a potential arms transfer. Tuesday, South Korean officials said they're closely monitoring the first meeting between Kim and Putin in 4 years. Kim and Putin reportedly will discuss North Korea supplying Russia with more weapons to be used in its war against Ukraine and other military operations, while Kim appears to be looking for Russia to give North Korea advanced technology for its satellites and nuclear-powered submarines, as well as food assistance. A spokesperson for the South Korean Ministry of National Defense said they believe Kim Jong-un entered Russia early Tuesday and likely using a private train. More information on this story can be found on our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. An official from the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies told reporters Tuesday the death toll from flooding in eastern Libya could reach thousands. Officials in eastern Libya said Monday as many as 2,000 people were believed dead in the city of Derna. Speaking remotely to a news conference in Geneva Tuesday, the head of the IFRC's Libya delegation, Tamer Ramadan, said they're still unsure of the exact number of deaths.
Again, we confirm from our independent sources of information that number of missing people is hitting 10,000 persons so far. About the number of dead people and other IDPs, we are still waiting the finalization of the assessment process on the ground.
The area was hit hard by torrential rains and floodings from the Mediterranean storm Daniel, which caused dams to burst and entire neighborhoods to be washed away in some areas. The International Organization for Migration, the IOM, Tuesday published a report indicating the border between the United States and Mexico is the deadliest land migration route in the world in terms of deaths and disappearances among migrants. The IOM report documented 686 deaths and disappearances among migrants on the U.S.-Mexico border last year, but the actual figure is likely higher. At a news conference in Geneva, IOM spokesman Paul Dillon said the numbers represent the lowest estimates available.
Many more deaths are likely to have gone unreported due to a lack of data from official sources. The alarming figures are a stark reminder of the need for decisive action to create regular, legal migration pathways.
Dillon said one of the most concerning trends that the IOM has seen in the Americas was the increase of deaths on migration routes in the Caribbean, with 350 documented in 2022, compared to just 245 in 2021 and less than 170 recorded in all prior years. University students from Switzerland have smashed a world record for acceleration with their hand-built electric racing car. The vehicle was built by the Academic Motorsports Club, made up of students from Zurich's ETH University and Lucerne University of Applied Sciences and Arts. On a military field in Dubendorf, just outside of Zurich, the car accelerated from 0 to 100 kilometers per hour in 0.956 seconds over a distance of 12.3 meters, a mark confirmed by the Guinness Book of World Records. Team leader Eloy Rossat was asked by the Reuters News Service if their accomplishment might have an application for everyday consumers.
There's plenty of research that can be done. It's a bit far away from consumer products in terms of when you think of your normal car. But for example, we have collaborated with the industry in terms of sensing, in terms of powertrain development, and how do we put all these things together.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.